SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A press conference getting underway at this hour at the White House as President Trump and Zohran Mamdani have emerged from their behind-closed-doors talks, their meeting at the White House. It was previewed yesterday by the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
We have a communist coming to the White House because that's who the Democrat Party elected as the mayor of the largest city in the country. I think it's very telling, but I also think it speaks to the fact that President Trump is willing to meet with anyone and talk to anyone and to try to do what's right on behalf of the American people.
And that's exactly what they did today at the White House. Again, just moments ago, the two emerged from their meeting and are now holding a press conference. There's some more good news on the U.S. economy.
Walmart delivered another standout quarter, posting strong sales and profits that blew by Wall Street expectations as it wins over a broad base of shoppers, including cash-strapped Americans who have grown anxious about the economy. While other retailers dialed back projections, the nation's largest retailer raised its financial outlook Thursday after its strong third quarter, setting itself up for a strong holiday season.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. The White House looking at prospects for some new drilling off the coast of Florida and California.
Drill we must. I call it drill, baby, drill.
The government has not allowed drilling in federal waters in the eastern Gulf of Mexico, which includes Florida, since 1995 because of the possibility of oil spills. California has some offshore oil rigs, but there has been no new leasing in federal waters since the mid-1980s. Florida Senator Rick Scott, a Trump ally, wants to maintain a moratorium on offshore drilling. California Governor Gavin Newsom says expensive and riskier offshore drilling would put communities at risk and undermine economic stability. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And near the close on Wall Street, all the major indexes up, including the Dow up 571. This is SRN News. A new study seems to indicate that Americans, by and large, are a lot more religious than Canadians.
According to a new poll from the think tanks Cartus and the Angus Reid Institute, 58% of Americans say faith is important in their daily lives, compared to 36% of Canadians. What also stands out on that question is that 45% of Canadians strongly deny that religion has any role in their lives, versus just 26% of Americans who feel that same way. U.S. residents also a lot more likely to be spiritually committed, go to church, pray, and read the Bible. Michael Harrington reporting.
Former Vice President Cheney's funeral on Thursday at the National Cathedral in Washington once again put the giant church in the spotlight. Multiple presidents have received state funerals there. Memorials have also been held there for towering figures in American history, including the first black Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall and astronaut Neil Armstrong. This is SRN News. The latest on mortgage rates.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.26%. This is the third straight weekly increase after four straight declines. When mortgage rates rise, they reduce home buyers' purchasing power. Still, the average rate remains near its lowest level in more than a year. That recent trend helped drive existing U.S. home sales last month to their fastest pace since February. I'm Alex Vega.
There has been yet another school mass abduction in Nigeria where the government is blamed, accused anyway, of turning a blind eye towards some of the radical Muslim groups in the country targeting Christians. In this case, armed men attacked a Catholic school in a western part of the country. Local media reports suggest 52 school children were taken. That follows a similar incident on Monday in Kebbi State where 25 schoolgirls were abducted, likely by the terrorist group Boko Haram. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.